This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have an amazing topic today. We begin with the Gemara on Tzadihei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings the statement of Abaye. Abaye said that if someone says, my property will go to you and after you to Pliny, and she gets up and she gets married, then the Baal is considered the first buyer, and the after you never takes effect. In other words, somebody said, I'm giving it to you, and after you, it should, when you die, it will go to so-and-so. This woman gets married, it will never go to so-and-so, because the husband is the first buyer. So Gemara asked the following question, Umi Amar Abaye Hachi, did Abaye say this? The Amar Abaye, Ezehu Rasha Araim, who is a devious, wicked man? Zahamasi Eitza Limkar Binachasim. This is someone who advises someone to sell property. Rav Shimon Gamliel, following the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that if somebody says, my property belongs to you, and after you to somebody else, if that person gets up and gets married, the somebody else will never get it, because the husband will be considered the first buyer. So somebody who advises to do that is considered a Rasha Araim, a wicked man who is devious. And the Gemara answers, Mi ka'amar tinase, does it say she should get married? Nisei's ka'amar, it just says if she got married, it would go to the husband and not to the and the after you. So, let's analyze this idea. Who is a wicked, devious man? What is wicked and devious about advising someone who was told, you will get the property, and after you, it will go to so-and-so? It seems like it's considered devious to advise them to sell it to somebody else. Now, what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question here? How could Abaye say that? Is anybody advising anybody about this? Is the Gemara's question, how could the woman get married? But let's think about that for a moment. Who is the wicked, devious person here? Is it the person who gives the advice? Or is it the person who is supposed to receive something, and after they receive it, it will go to so-and-so, for them to sell it? Is it prohibited for them to sell it and to circumvent the receiving of the person who is supposed to get it after them? In other words, this idea of a Rasha Araim, who is the Rasha Araim? The one who advises the woman to sell it? If the woman sells it, is she a Rasha Araim? Right, you hear the question. In other words, who is labeled the Rasha Araim, the one who sells it or the one who advises? So interestingly, if you look in Bava Basra where this idea is quoted, the Rashbam in Bava Basra says, Rasha Araim, goyrem lavar al divrei hanoisin. The giver causes. The one who gives the advice causes the one who gives it to his plan to be foiled. Meaning he knows the noisein wants. By the way, this Gemara in Bava Basra is on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And if someone advises the woman to sell it, it's violating the plan of the noisein. Says the Rashbam, Araim, what's trickery? De ahanu masav. His actions were effective. Vaharehu chayte veloy loy. You know why he's wicked and devious? Because he sinned and he got nothing out of it. Meaning the woman who sold it got something out of it. Instead of her dying and it goes to someone else, she benefited by selling it. But the one who advised her to sell it is what we call a chayte veloy loy. It's one thing to sin, but to sin when you get nothing out of it is much worse. Umihu, however, hamoicher atzmai. the seller himself, dahainu rishain, the first one, loy mikri rasha, is not considered wicked. You hear that? The person who sells it is not considered wicked. It's only the one who advises him to sell it. The seller is violating the das of the noisein. Okay, she's making money off of it. You know, it's not nice to go against somebody's plan, but at least if you're making money off of it, you have an excuse. But the one who gave the advice is Mamish Arusha. Why would they advise someone to hurt somebody else and they don't stand to gain? By the way, that's a major yesod. That try to avoid averos that you get nothing out of. They're much, much worse than averos you get something out of. At least if you get something out of it, you know, you have a face, you could say, I wanted a benefit. But it's extra devious to be a choyte v'loy loy. There's even a chazaka in general. In adam choyte v'loy loy. Okay, so now we're learning, based on this Rashbam, that the wickedness is on the part of the advisor, not the one who does it. Well, if the wickedness is on the part of the advisor, what's the Gemara's question? Did Abaye say that if somebody says, my nechasim go to you and after you to Pliny, and she gets up and she gets married, it will go to the husband because he's the first buyer? What's wrong? What exactly is wrong? Abaye said, Ezehu Rasha Araim Zehamasi Eitza Limkar Benechasim. Okay, it's true. If you advise someone to do this, you're a Rasha. But only the advisor is a Rasha. The woman is not a Rasha. So what's the question? How could the woman do it? The woman's allowed to do it. What exactly is Gemara asking?
Wasn't a question on Abaye himself that maybe Abaye is giving such an Eitza? It's his Shita, and therefore it's his Eitza.
So the Sma wants to prove from here that even though the person who does it is not a Rasha, but the person who does it is not allowed to do it. And therefore the question is, how could the woman get married? The woman's not allowed to do it. What do you mean? I thought only the one giving the advice is a Rasha. Yeah? Only the one giving advice is a Rasha. But the one doing it is still not allowed to do it. She might not be a Rasha, but she's not allowed to do it. Otherwise, the Gemara would have no kasha on Abaye. And by the way, the Rashbam says it explicitly. The Rashbam says here, V'yafagav d'l'chadchila asr l'asos kein, even though l'chadchila you're not allowed to do this, d'loy chamar isure, because the isur is not so... you can't do it, but it's not such a chamor iser, because at the end of the day, the giver gave it to you, that you should own it for the guf and the peros to do whatever you want. In other words, the Rashbam learns, the Rasha is only the advisor, but the one who does it is still not doing the right thing. So the Sma says that's muchach in our Gemara. Otherwise, what's the Gemara asking? Umi amar Abaye hachi. It's not like there's nobody giving advice here. And the woman who does it, so she's allowed to do it. It must be, no, she's still not allowed to do it. The advisor is a Rasha, but you're still not allowed to do it. Rabbi Yashiv, in his Ha'arais on the Gemara, he also wants to prove that if the Gemara is asking on Abaye, it must be the woman who does it is not allowed to do it. Says Rabbi Yashav, Hine Abaye lo yamar to have a Rasha Aram ela hamasi etza kuzul achirim. It's only if you give the advice to others. Avala adam atzmai shemaicher eno nikra Rasha Aram. The person himself who sells it is not wicked. Still, the Gemara Zakasha, the midi chazinon da achar hamasiyai. Eitza nikra Rasha Aram. If we see that if the one who gives the advice is a Rasha, it can't be that the one who advises to do something is a Rasha and the one who does it is a tzaddik. It must be the Baal Dover himself. It's not right for him to do it. Hare de gam ha-baal dover atzmai ein hagon lasois kein. Ela da ha-choymer shal Rasha Aram zed dafka be'achar ha-maisiyai. The choymer is on the one who gives the advice. Kivan shu choyt de v'loy loy. So it means the Gemara would be asking that since Abayi said giving this advice is wickedness, then it must be the one who does it is not doing the right thing. So the question is, so how could the woman do it? So on that I would ask, what do you mean, how? Who said the woman's allowed to do it l'charchila? Which is what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says it doesn't say she could get married l'charchila. It says if she got married, it works b'diavad. So I guess you could ask the question, what was the Gemara's Havamina? Does it say here the woman's allowed to get married l'charchila and foil the plot of the Noisein? So I think there are two questions on the table. Number one, is that really the Gemara's question? Is the Gemara asking on the woman that the woman's not doing the right thing? And number two, isn't the Gemara's answer Pashut? It doesn't say she could get married l'chachila. It just says if she does, it works. So I think if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, it will answer, it will give clarity really to both questions. And similar to what Ravasi said, and accordingly, maybe then, you wouldn't have a raya anymore. Maybe that it's not right at all for the woman. Maybe the woman could even do a lecharchila.
But it sounds like a woman has a kriya to get married, though.
A woman has a kriya to get married. Unclear. You know, the mitzvah of having children is on the man, not on the woman. Does a woman have an obligation? What?
For pro or vu, but for shmisa, right, we say that.
Well, then, bechlau, what's the Gemara say? You know, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say. You know, the Gemara says she could only get married b'di'evet. So what? She can only get married b'di'evet? Doesn't she have to get married?
Didn't we say what the purpose of her getting married here? If the purpose for her getting married is so that she can, you know, keep this the money, then that's one thing. But she just gets very stuck if she gets married, then it's different. What's the drive? Why is she getting married?
Right. Let's see the Shita. He says, Mi ka'amar tina se nisis ka'amar. Kashali de karile my karile. What was the Havamina here? We know what it says. It doesn't say tina se, it says nisis. Venir Ali says the Shita, diyu savar. The makshin held, the kivin de hamilsa de haramahu. Since this is trickery, the itzel linasun kaima. And a woman is oimed to get married. Lahavalan la achuche be kulehai va'afil blushin di eved. It shouldn't have even said a lashon be di eved, because this is a trickery, and he's sort of uncovering the trickery. V'hashta mefarkinan, and the answer is no. We're not worried about the kivan dekani v'nisays, since it says if she got married. We're not worried about her getting married just for the sake of foiling the plot of the Noisein. Maybe it is like what you said, that it depends why she's getting married. V'yagdol Torah v'yader, and therefore it teaches it to expand the Torah. Which is not an interesting concept. The question is, why teach this halacha when it could lead to trickery? The answer is we're not worried it's going to lead to trickery. Why? Because we say it in a lashon b'di'avad. Once we're not worried about anything, so adarabba, it's better to expand the Torah. Va'od yesh lomar, you could say further, dekari la savar, the makshin held the chikatani v'nisseis. When it says v'nisseis, the makshin held masha afil l'chachila. That maybe implies even l'chachila, k'detanan besula nisseis. Maybe v'nisseis means l'chachila. Matarzina no, da'amda v'nasa lashan di'evedu. If she gets up and gets married, that's lashan b'di'eved. But v'harishan yoyser nachen hu. HaRitva. The Ritva says the first pshat is better. But listen to this. Watch the shita. V'linera midoloi pasuk Abaye hilchas Rav Shimon Gamliel b'chud. Abaye didn't just say halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. He went out and he taught nichsi lich v'achrechel l'ploini v'amda v'nisseis v'havalei l'halim ho'inyin d'ba'al lo'i keach ave. Why did he spell out this case that the husband's a buyer? They made the yediyah, the barayv hamakoyz, the Rabban Kalech. Doesn't everybody know that a husband is like a buyer? Why did he have to spell it out here? Just say halacha k'rabshim gamliel. That nichse lach v'acharechel aploini yared arishanu machar hasheni moitz miyad halakuchais. Why did he have to apply it and spell it out to a case of a baal? Umid the avid memra ba'an pei nafshe. The fact that Abaye painted this whole amazing, this whole elaborate case, applying the Baal being a buyer to this. Bahai de Baal alma la aruye lekoli alma kamar. He's trying to teach the world. Abaye hachi. V'hav yolei kemasi eitzah b'memrei. So it's like Abaye is advising people. Remember we asked, the Sma wanted to prove, what's the Gemara's kasha? Aroim Rosh is only going on the person giving advice. Nobody's advising her to do this. So it must be, we could prove what the Rashbam says, that if it's usur for the one to give advice, and the one giving advice is a Rosha, then the one doing it must be doing something wrong. Says the Shita, the question is not on the woman, the question is on the one giving advice. You say, who's giving advice here? And it says, Abaye is giving advice. Abaye could have just said, halacha k'rav Shem Gamliel. Shem Gamliel is not talking about somebody who said, this should go to you and after you to somebody else, and the person gets married. Rav Shem Gamliel is talking about a case where the person sells it. Abaye spells it out to a case where the person gets married. Abaye spelling it out is like he's the one giving the advice.
Therefore,
the Gemara has a question. That the fact that Abaye established a statement to teach, ulahasi eitza amra, v'tikshi mimaydeka de amar iu gufei de mikri rasha aroim. Abaye making a statement out of this is akin to Abaye advising people to do this. And the Gemara answers, Umashani adarab lahoyres de davka b'dieved. Abaye is not advising. He's gufa saying, v'nisseis, that it's only b'dieved. Uki de ka'amar nisseis hu de ka'amar kein. Since it says nisseis, that's not called advising. He's saying this would only be b'dieved b'lechachila. You should not marry to foil the plot of the noisein. So according to the way the Shita is learning, it's different than Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is learning the questions on the woman, and the Shita is learning the question is on Abaye. Okay. By the way, the Shita is how we learned it. When we learned the Gemara, we learned it like the Shita Mekubetzes. So when I saw Rabbi Yashiv, I sort of was wondering, you know, what's the proof that it's usur for the woman herself? What's the Gemara's question? So we have sort of, sometimes you instinctively learn something a certain way. Doesn't mean we should have learned it that way, but the way we learned it, you know, would be another approach. It would be really a question of what is there in fact a proof that if it's usur to give the advice, it would also be not proper for the person themselves to do it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. This coming week, we might, you know, I would like to do what we did again this past week, to do a blot and a half, if that's possible. And wish everybody a wonderful day. Okay, kol tov. Be matzliach.
Thank you very much.
Kol tov. Chodesh tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.